have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, Facebook. How are you doing? Social media, actually. I thought I was more prepared than what I am, but, you know, I am here. It's been a minute. You know, I'm excited to be here with you all and just to let you all know that we just have a lot of things that's going on. In the neighborhood, if you want to say, we just have quite a few of things that's going on, and I'm actually trying to figure out what I'm doing right now because I have a lot of overlay stuff here, and so I am just trying to figure out what it is I'm doing. So bear with me. Hey, we're just trying to wing it. So I am just glad to be. It's been a minute. Some of you guys don't know that my personal social media page was hacked, and we had, you know, somebody came on and did some crazy stuff, and it wasn't cool. And so, hey, they, you know, knocked me out for a couple of weeks, and so that is the reason why I kind of switched a lot of stuff. You know, and I just put everything just on my status page because it just started to get crazy. So, good evening again. It's Tuesday again here in the United States. We are on the Jadasa Live broadcast located here in St. Louis, Missouri. But globally, we are across social media platforms and Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Cynthia O. Bennett. Here on this podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect, and to raise awareness, provide resources, and offer encouragement and hope through educating and edifying our communities locally and globally. So I want to thank you, our viewers. I just want to thank you and our listeners. You or assist you, your family, your friends in any way. The Jadasa organization is asking you to take time and go to our website and our social media pages to see the causes we raise for teens, women, and their children. So be sure to like and share. Like to share. Our Jadasa page is on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Jadasa. We're on Instagram. And we actually on YouTube, Jadasa Live. But we want you to like and share because you never know who on your timeline, I think my phone is ringing, who on your timeline may need this information. So for more information about resources that we have and share and or questions, we ask you to visit our website at jadasa.org. But before we get started, I want to just share a couple of announcements that we have, and I'm going to stick them in this screen here. Of course, we have our weekly support group session here. It's called Sister Sis. It is on Wednesdays. Now we're moving it to our resource center because it has gotten large and it is crowded home office, so we've had to move it to bigger space, which is in our resource center. It is every Wednesday. We just ask email or let us know if you want to be a part of it, because if you're not on the list, we do not let you in. We just don't have people just pop in off the street. That is for your safety as well as ours. So it is tomorrow from 5 to 6. We probably will be moving it from 6 to 7 as we move into the daylight saving time and when springtime come around. So I just want to let you guys know we have that. Come out and share. Come out and hear. Provide something. You have something to share. What you go through or what you went through was not just for you. It was for somebody else to know, hey, I can make it. If she made it, I can make it. And we need you to be a part of it. Now, I just want to share this. I threw this out here today just a few minutes ago. I am a part of this. It's on the Roku, I believe, TV network, Unbreakable. It's a conference. We are going to be dealing with teen dating violence. If you don't know, this stuff is on the rise. And we need to raise awareness about it because a lot of stuff our teens go through, we didn't go, at least I didn't. I didn't go through it like this as a teen. I was still playing double dutch, all that stuff. And so a lot of times our kids, they don't even have time to be kids because they're dealing with grown-up issues. And so we want to raise awareness against this epidemic because it is an epidemic. It is a growing epidemic, and they are getting younger and younger dealing with this. And so I am going to be at this conference this Thursday. It is going to be a panel, and then after that they are going to be broadcasting. We're going to be doing our individual segments, our television shows on here. So we just ask you to come out and be a part of that. Also, we have our upcoming Develop Her and Him. We included the boys. We had quite a few people that asked, well, how come our sons can't be a part of it? And you know, there's other organizations out there, Save Our Sons, Save Our Daughters, and stuff like that. And so we want to open this up to boys and girls as well. It is going to be 4 Saturdays in spring from 10 to 12:30. All we ask you to do is commit to those 4 Saturdays, bringing your team from 10 to 18, from 10 o'clock to 12:30. We provide the resources. We provide the laptops. We provide the snacks, the breakfast. All we ask you to commit to the 4 Saturdays. Create an app. They will showcase. We have MSWs and therapists that will be able to deal with group sessions. And at the end of those 4-week sessions, they will showcase their app. We ask the parents to come out and be a support to see what your kids were doing. And we give them $50 gift certificate because the part of entrepreneurship is if you create a service, you get paid for that. And there's a transaction. And so we want our kids to understand that they can be paid for their knowledge. That's pretty much what it is. And so we are going to pay them $50 if they complete that app in the 4 Saturdays that we will have them. So we ask you to go to our website at jonathan.org. You will see this flyer. You click on that flyer, and you register your son or your daughter from ages 10 to 18. You register them. We're just asking you. We have a couple of questions that we're asking you to fill out and then register them, and we will see you in March. So I just wanted to put that out there in our announcements. So, again, go to our website. If I ran through them real quick, I'm only trying to be on here for 30 minutes. You know, I don't want to spend a lot of time. People, you know, 5 o'clock, people going home, get dinner, and all that stuff. But I understand. But I do want to put it out there. So, you know, guys, I put out there about talking about some things. This is Black History Month. February has been coined and set aside for Black History. And, you know, somebody put something out there yesterday, and I liked it. And they said, you know, it's Black History Month, and I'm black every month. But this particular month, I'm blackity black black. I had to laugh today because it is cute. And so this is Black History Month, and tonight I want to highlight, and I'm going to share why we're highlighting these women, and this can be something for not just me, you, any woman who is going through, even a guy, phenomenal of what they're doing. And I just want to let you know what these women are doing, and I'm going to share you my feelings behind this. You know, so I want to highlight some phenomenal women who have inspired. They rose and accomplished a lot during their time. And I'm going to show you their time. They excelled. And why? You know, I know we know there's certain notable figures that everybody know. I'm not going to share their names, but there are millions and billionaires, these women, the African-American women. But I'm talking about these particular women. And so they witnessed, they experienced, and they endured abuse, injustice and slavery. But they still had a dream to be more than what society told them that they could not do. That resonated with me, because the minute you tell me I can't do something, something just kicks in me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Even if I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it, because that motivates me. Don't tell me what I can't do, because now I'm going to prove to you and I'm going to prove to myself. And so I must tell you up front, with these women, I got four of my showcase. I have some feelings. I have some feelings of admiration and elation and just love. But then I also feel some type of way. You know, I kind of had an attitude and I got upset, because I'm like, wait a minute. Why come these women are not in the history books? Why come we haven't heard about these women? I just learned about these women the last 2 years. When I was in the education system and for Black History Month dealing with business, women in African-American business who were not known. Don't give me, you know, the Michael Jordans, the Oprah Winfrey's, the Beyonce, the Jay-Z's, and Johnson, all them. We all know about them. I want somebody else. And so I am just discovering their accomplishments recently, and the fortitude, the endurance, the determination that these women had, and I'm not slighting our brothers, but right now I'm talking about the women, okay? I got the women. Gives me hope, because, you know, we struggle too. These Black women who started over after a crisis, who started over after having a crisis. What did I say? I said they came out of grade. Know that. We ain't got to go and deal with that, especially when I'm reading this book, 1619. We know that. But after they crisis, they became entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate owners, investors, and some of them became self-made millionaires living their dreams after a crisis. Now, that's a story right there. You know, we could wrap this up right now. After a crisis, they did not allow what they had endured, what they went through. They did not allow it to stop where they wanted to go. One person, you know, I'm going to put their pictures up there, because, I mean, I just, okay, here's these four women I'm talking about. They rose above their circumstances. The first one, America News. She's the one on the far right that's on the horse and buggy. A former slave. She was formerly a slave Black woman with her daughter. And she left Kansas 150 years ago, looking for a new beginning in San Diego. She was accompanied by a native Virginian who rode with her and helped her in the life to buy land through the 1862 Homestead Act. Did you hear me? 1862. I don't even think slavery was abolished then. It might have been 1865. But 1862, the Homestead Act. And she got 80 acres of land. Then, I don't even have 80 acres of land now. Some of you all probably don't either. In 1913, she sold her property with the understanding she could live there the rest of her life. This was overcoming staggering obstacles as a Black woman at that time. She overcame slavery, even with the racial injustices that they went through at that time. That's America News. Mary Ellen Pleasant. She was considered at the time, they coined her by the 1820s as the most powerful Black woman that was born a slave. She was living in New England, and she was involved with the Underground Railroad. She invested money that she had inherited from her previous slave owner when he died, and she made profitable investments in real estate and mining stocks. Did I say 1820? Slavery was not over as a whole. We didn't go through the Emancipation Proclamation and all that stuff. Bridget Mason, this is the third lady here, was a Black woman slave. All these women came out of slavery, y'all. Black woman slave who became one of the richest women in Los Angeles. She was a real estate mogul and a midwife. She eventually saved enough money to purchase two estates. Two. I don't have an estate. I got a house. She purchased two estates, making her one of the first black women to own property in Los Angeles. And it says, over several years, Bridget Mason bought and managed more property. She leased some out commercially, and she sold portions of it. And then she grew her real estate. And in 1872, this is even before 1900, 1872, she financed the city's first black church in 1872. She had acquired a fortune that said it was approximately $6 million in today, making her the wealthiest black woman in the city. Now, you guys know $6 million is a lot of money today in 2023. We're talking about 1872. Black woman came out of slavery. Now, I'm going to tell you, the one had my jaw dropping when I first came up with these women is the last one here, Clara Brown. All these women was born in slavery, born a slave, turned millionaire. She was a pioneer. She was a community leader, a philanthropist, and the first African-American woman to live in Denver, Colorado. At the age of 56 years old, which they tell you no, guess what? It ain't over. So when you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s, don't say, oh, you know, my life is over. I'm past my prime. Nope. Don't listen to that crap. Don't listen to that. At the age of 56 years old, that's my age, she became a real estate investor who established a successful laundromat chain during the Colorado Gold Rush in the 1800s. Folks, this is where slavery is still hot and popping. Over time, she expanded her laundry business to several locations, invested her earnings into real estate and mines. When she died, she owned a bit throughout the state of Colorado. She owned buildings and lots in Denver. She owned houses in Central City and mines in Boulder, Georgetown, and Idaho Springs. What I'm saying, you know, I was so excited, and it really encouraged me, and I'm trying to encourage our women who are listening. These ladies, first of all, they look like me. Let's start that first. They look like me. They look like you. They're women. They're women of color. They didn't have it easy. Some of us didn't have it easy as well. But they didn't have it easy. They had obstacles. They had setbacks. They had disappointments. They had unfair treatment. But what I admire about these women was their determination to be resilient. To be resilient. These women overcame. They did not allow their environment to dictate what their dreams. They did not allow their circumstances to stop them from saying, hey, I can start over. I can do this over. I can do this. Some of them started 56. They didn't say, you know what, oh, I'm past my prime, it's over, I'm done. Some of these people lost their babies in slavery. They didn't know where their kids were. It was taken from them. They've been abused. You know how we know the effects of slavery. We all know what they went through. But they rose above it. They, to me, showed determination in how to be resilient. They say the word resilient is a meaning that means to bounce back. That's what resilient. And I said, you know what? These women ain't resilient. They're more than resilient. They didn't bounce back. These ladies did not bounce back. They bounced. Come on now. They bounced. Like I'm out of here. This is a done deal. They didn't bounce back. Because if they had bounced back, they would have went back into the slavery. They would have went back into bondage. They would have went back into people telling them what they can and couldn't do. They would have went back into being slaves. They would have went back to being, you know, babysitters and whatever they did and stuff. No, they did not bounce back. They just simply bounced. And that's what I'm telling me and you to do today. It's time for us to bounce. Now, we ain't going to bounce back. Ain't no bouncing back. So if you're coming out of an abusive relationship, if you're coming out of that unhealthy whatever, you're coming out of a stressful job, you know, you're coming out of, don't bounce back. Don't bounce back and go back. No, just bounce. And you know, we always put a slang on anything. You know, I always say, hey, y'all, we're going to bounce. We mean, we out of here. We out of here. We all have struggles. They have struggles. But what they are letting me know through their life that you can still do what you want to do. You can dream again. You can strive to do what you want to do, no matter our obstacles. Yes, it's hard. Yes, we've cried. Yes, we felt bad. Yes, we felt disappointed. We've done all those things. I've done them. I ain't even going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about myself. I've been there. We've had struggles. And we've lost some battles. But we didn't lose the war. But we haven't lost the war. We still have the opportunity to bounce. These ladies saying, you know what? Don't bounce back, bounce. And that's what I'm telling you guys. Ladies, it's time for us to bounce. It's time for us to go. We are stronger. We are smarter. And we are wiser than what we give ourselves credit. Personally, I just don't even think I have the fortitude to even go through that. I just don't. But they went through stuff and they overcame. And what made me angry about this, when I read about these women, I'm like, we as women have overcame and we have done so much down through history. And it just has been just glazed over. These women spoke volumes to me with their life. They spoke volumes to me. They showed me and they told me and they shared with me their struggles. They shared with me their triumphs. They share with me their defeat and their disappointments, but they share with me their victory through telling you all. Whoever is listening, whatever we've gone through, whatever you've gone through, okay, you got to start over. That's right. Bounce. Their relationship might have not have happened or went the way you want. Bounce. The job, bounce. Education, that's stressful, whatever that is that's holding you down, it's time for us to bounce. That's what they're telling us. We're not bouncing back nowhere. We just go simply bounce. And so we don't have to stay in there, you know, and be abused and misused and neglected and overlooked and talked down to and you know, no, we don't have to. We don't have to push ourselves to be friends with those that don't want to be friends. We don't have to make ourselves. No, these women were obscure. They was in obscurity making money. They was making money. They was millionaires then. $1 million is still $1 million today. $1 million will still let you be comfortable today. Can you imagine them in the 1800s? Black women, every last one of them came out of slavery. Every last one of them came out of bondage. Whatever bondage you in that relationship, in your thoughts, saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't go here, or I want to go back. Whatever bondage, you can come out of it and bounce. We don't have to stay in the situation you're in. There is an opportunity. These women have let us know or have let us know. We can choose to make life better. We can choose to go after our dreams. We can choose to go after our education and our aspirations. We can choose to start over. And I like the fact that the first one, America Newton, they said, no way she had a husband. Said baby with him. And I'm talking to you sisters who feel like, oh, you know, I can't do it. You know, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. I was a single mother before. But guess what? She still made a way for her and her daughter. I'm telling you, they gave us the blueprint. They gave us. We can do it. If they can do it in that era, what era is that? Slavery. And going through the Civil War, and all of this was before Jim Crow, I think, the Jim Crow era. Yeah, it was. But they went through slavery and the Civil War, and they still made it. They still made a name for themselves. Here we are. We in 2023. These women, if you look at their dates, they all died. Maybe one died in 1904, but they all died in the late 1800s, and we're talking about them today. We can learn from them today. If they can do it, we can do it. And I'm telling you, it's time for us to bounce. That's what I'm telling you, sis. It's time for us to bounce. Whatever that relationship is, whatever it is that you need help with, it's time for us to bounce. We are here to help you. We go bounce together. We are here to help you. If you or someone you know need help, reach out and get help. Get help by being a resource for them or pointing them to us. You can reach us at our Jonathan website at jonathan.org or on social media, or you can call us at 1-800-292-2145, or our office number is 314-269-0100. You can also find resources and support services in more than 205 countries if you are not even in the United States. This is a global platform. We're on social media. We're on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm not sure where we're going, but should you land on this platform, know that you can find resources and support in more than 205 countries at the No More Global Directory. And that's at nomoredirectory.org, nomoredirectory.org. You can get the help. I'm telling you, it's time for us. These little women, they didn't say they was bouncing back. They just simply bounced. They bounced up out of them situations. They bounced up out of their slavery. They bounced up out of poverty. They bounced up out of whatever. They did what it took to get what they needed to do. They made a name for themselves. They made money for themselves. They educated themselves. They rose themselves up out of slavery. They invested. Every last one of them, I think, all of them had real estate. Invested money. They made their money grow. Again, these women was in an era that we have no idea. We can read about it, but we did not live it or experience it. And we hear about it. These women lived it. And they were millionaires. That's why I said earlier when I first started, I was so elated and admired these women, and I was so inspired by them. But I also felt some kind of way because I'm like, wait a minute, how come we're not? I'm just now learning about these women at my age. I'd never heard of these women, but they made waves. They were movers and shakers. If we can put it in that term, they was movers and shakers. And so what they were telling us, they went through obscurity and slavery and disappointment and heartaches, and they rose above it. And I'm telling you, you can do the same thing. They are no respected person. God is no respected person. If he did it for them, he can do it for you and me. And so I want you to share this with somebody you know that may be going through. Let them see these women. Let them read about them. Tame it. You can. You're smarter and you're prettier and you're smarter and you're wiser than what you give yourself credit for. You can do it. So Jeremiah is my favorite scripture, 29:11. And it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jonathan is a community-based organization and a global community. Therefore, you are Jonathan because you are a part of the community. Remember, Jonathan 24/7, 365 days, all day and every day. With that being said, I'm trying to figure out how to shut this button down. With that being said, I want you to be safe, I want you to be whole, and I want you to be well this night.